Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling a question that's been buzzing in marketing circles. Can search box optimization actually replace your traditional six-month SEO strategy? I'm here with our guest who's going to break down what business owners really need to know about this pre-search marketing approach.
Thanks for having me. You know, this is such a timely topic because so many business owners are frustrated with SEO timelines. They're told to wait 6 months for results, and frankly, that's just not realistic for most businesses that need leads now.
Right, and that's exactly the six-month SEO problem we're seeing everywhere. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is search box optimization for those who haven't heard of it?
Great question. SBO focuses on appearing in those autocomplete suggestions when people start typing in search engines like Google, Bing, and YouTube. Think about it. When you type plumber near, what pops up in that drop-down? That's the space we're talking about. And studies show that a significant portion of users actually choose those autocomplete suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating approach. So you're essentially capturing people before they even finish their search?
Exactly. We're intercepting user attention before they press the search button. It's like being the first person someone sees when they walk into a crowded room. Except the room is Google and everyone's looking for what you offer. And unlike traditional SEO, which can take months to show results, SBO can typically get you appearing in those suggestions much faster.
That's a dramatic difference in timeline. But how does this actually work in practice? I mean, can you just decide to appear in autocomplete?
Well, it starts with keyword selection, choosing the phrases your customers actually use when searching. Then there's the integration process where we optimize your presence specifically for autocomplete. But here's what's really powerful: exclusivity. Once you claim a keyword, it's yours. It's like having a reserved parking spot right at the front door.
That exclusivity aspect really sets up our next piece: understanding these pre-search marketing strategies. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to capture high-quality leads before your competitors even appear in search results? Our done-for-you marketing approach helps businesses dominate the autocomplete space on Google, Bing, and YouTube. We'll help you select the right keywords and start appearing in search suggestions faster than with traditional SEO. Find out how to bypass traditional SEO timelines and drive immediate visibility to your business at maxdrivemarketing.com.
Picking up on that exclusivity aspect, how do you handle businesses in competitive markets where multiple companies might want the same keywords?
That's where the first-come, first-served principle comes in. Once a business secures a keyword, they literally own that autocomplete spot. I actually had a local contractor tell me it felt like having the best billboard location in town that nobody else could rent. And the results can be remarkable. We've seen substantial increases in organic traffic for our clients.
Those sound like impressive results. But let's be realistic here. Can SBO really replace a full-scale SEO strategy, or should we think of it more as a complement to existing efforts?
I think it depends on your goals and timeline. If you need immediate visibility and leads, SBO can absolutely be your primary strategy. It's particularly effective for local businesses. Research shows that a substantial portion of people searching for local services will use autocomplete suggestions. But for long-term domain authority and extensive search presence, you'll probably want both approaches working together.
I see, makes sense. And for our listeners who are maybe skeptical about this whole concept, what would you say is the biggest misconception about SBO?
People think it's too good to be true. They're used to being told that effective marketing takes months or years. But with SBO, when someone clicks on your autocomplete suggestion, they're taken to a page that only has links to your website. You're not competing with 10 other results on a search page. You've essentially eliminated the competition for that moment. It's like having your own private sales conversation.
That's a compelling advantage. Now, for those listening who might be thinking about this approach, have you ever wondered how much time you're actually wasting waiting for traditional SEO to kick in? What's the first step they should consider with SBO?
Start by analyzing what your customers actually type when they're looking for your services. Think local, think specific. SBO thrives on those hyper-specific localized keywords that might not even be worth pursuing in traditional SEO. The key is understanding that you're not just optimizing for search engines. You're optimizing for that critical moment before someone even searches. It's about intercepting intent, not just responding to it.
Perfect way to wrap this up. For more insights on search box optimization and how it might fit into your marketing strategy, check out maxdrivemarketing.com. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.